Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Oh, behave.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is episode 1447. Can you believe we're only 5 days away from the big show?
Just three shows left.
Until
the big show?
Yeah, just 5 days, but three shows.
Mm, we got a weekend.
Hell yeah, that's right. And that's it.
Crumble cookies.
You're going to keep reminding me, aren't you? Boy, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, I mean, you mentioned
we're going to talk about pressure in just a minute.
Oh, okay.
But before we do that, we got to tell you what day of the week it is.
It's not Monday or Tuesday.
Not Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, it has to be.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Yes, indeed. It's Friday, and we're glad that you're with us this morning, making your plans for the weekend. A lot of people on vacation during this time.
Yeah.
You know, just going to the Gulf or, you know, cross country. A lot of people are taking different vacations now, not just your, you know, beach vacations. A lot of them go explore the West. I'm going to do that one day.
Are you? Go skiing?
I better hurry. I'm running out of time. But
how far west have you been in your life?
Vegas.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
I've been to Wyoming.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
Oklahoma a couple of times.
At one time I'd like to go to California, but I'm not so sure anymore.
Yeah, you've been to San Diego before, though.
No, I have not.
Oh, I thought you went.
Mm-mm. My daughter has, but I have
okay,
not.
Okay, maybe that was what it was.
But, you know, I was telling you about pressure, feeling pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a little bit of... Well, I guess it's wandering thoughts.
Wandering thoughts from John.
You know, you threw that on me really quick, but I was quick to the trigger.
Very good. we get critical of athletes, and we get critical of movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Justin Timberlake in the news had a DUI. We're very critical, blah, blah, blah. You know, for instance, there's the shortstop for the Atlanta Braves, Orlando Arcia. He's hitting terrible this year. You know, you hear things about trades and, you know, get rid of him, blah, blah, blah,
right.
That kind of thing. Can you imagine what kind of pressure that is? Because you look on social media, boom, your name is plastered out there.
Right.
Shortstop needs to go. Or, you know, Justin Timberlake, you know. And that's an unbelievable amount of pressure to put on you every single day. I don't know how they cope with it, to be honest with you. I guess you just don't look at social media.
Yeah.
But you know they do. I mean, you know that some of them do. I mean, most of them.
You would think. So, I mean, there's pressure in a lot of things that we wouldn't understand. I mean, you had pressures as a principal and as administrator that the general person wouldn't understand. So, but they're in the spotlight.
Yes, all the time.
It's like politicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're. I think sometimes we lose fact that they're people. Whether you agree or disagree, I mean, people are people.
And now with AI, you can just make them look like they fall or incoherent. And, I mean, there's all kinds of things just, you know, to make it edit the way they want to.
Well, that's going to be a whole different ball game right there.
They don't know how big that's going to be.
I don't really think so.
How bad it could be, really.
You know, I don't think we knew what social media was going to look like back when, you know, MySpace was a thing or when the internet was first there, you know, the doors that opened. It could be as big as that.
And even though I just troll Facebook, I don't really get on it and make comments. You see all the good things that people do and like, gosh, they're on a yacht or whatever. But they don't show the bad things either, you know. So everybody gets this almost like a jealousy.
Well, it's that one picture that shows the perfect, you know, husband, wife, two kids on the beach, you know, beautiful, serene. But, you know.
My son just won a softball tournament, you know.
But what about the kicking and screaming and the arguments that happened in between? You don't see all of that.
And so you kind of feel sorry for him. I guess that's just the price of fame, I guess. And the good part is you got a lot of money that you can forget about it.
There are a lot of places now, especially with social media, that criticism, I mean, it's easy. I think people feel like it's easier to do as well, just because you're behind a keyboard, can say just about anything.
Yeah, makes them powerful, makes them brave, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, I just thought I'd pass that along as a wandering thought, and I appreciate you joining in with my wandering thought and wandering yourself.
Well, I don't want to get back into your thoughts again. That was scary.
And that's been Wandering Thoughts from John.
Hey, we're going to try to be a little more chipper the rest of the hour. 6:33 coming up. No, it's not. It's 6:17 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny and hot for today. Highs top out near 97 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 71. Saturday, sunny and hot again. Highs making into the upper 90s. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows heading back down to 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
Del Wamsley and the Wealth Cycle.
This is the wealth cycle that I've taught for 30 years. Buy one house, 10 houses, an apartment, two apartments, 8, 20, 500 units, 1,000 units, 2,000, 5,000 units. And as you keep putting the money and the profits back in, you become one of those rich people. And much quicker than you'd even believe.
Learn Del's Wealth Cycle at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2023. Save 60%. Code 2023. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kids item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today, we have one of the most popular kids items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note, battle of division leaders and the Phillies. Leaders in the NL East wrap up a sweep of the Dodgers, the NL West leaders, with a 5-1 win. Pirates shut out the Brewers 1-0 behind rookie pitcher Paul Skenes. 7 no-hit innings. He got pulled after 99 pitches. The Pirates bullpen then allowed a couple of hits to break up the no-hitter. For Skenes, he went 7, no runs, no hits, 11 strikeouts, and 1 walk. He's 6-0 on the season. Orioles were shut out by the Cubs 8-0. That's the last-place team in the Central, wrapping up a sweep of Baltimore, the AL East leaders. Yankees lose to the Rays 5-4. New York remains 2 back of Baltimore in the division. Astros over the Marlins 6-3. Houston sweeps the series from Miami, but is still 2 back of Seattle for the AL West lead. Mariners roll over the Angels 11-0. Guardians, the AL Central leaders, were losers to the Tigers 10-1. Detroit with the win.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers energy-saving tips during the hot summer months. Install programmable thermostats that automatically adjust temperatures for optimal comfort and energy savings. Boy, that's neat. That's really neat, yeah. Being able to just do it on its own. For more tips, you can go to mte.com/myenergyplan. Y'all, you never get the on your hour, you never get the wonderful sound effects.
The Dean scream?
Yeah. Or the music.
Or the air horn?
Yeah. You never get any of that. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But anyway, one of the most listened to shows coming up in the next hour, the second hour of the Wake Up Crew.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the second most listened to show, I think.
So. You're right up there.
Oh, that's that's cold.
It does fluctuate from day to day.
We could swap hours if you want to.
Well, sure.
Are you doing Today in History? I doubt it. I doubt it would work.
You don't think so?
Sometimes change is not good.
Well, that's true.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Keep with what you know.
Yeah. Our song of the day today is, let me get out of this. Yeah, the song of the day today is an old timer that is still great.
Yeah. This is the biggest hit of
1999.
Unbelievable. Here it is. The number one song of the year from Cher.
Do you believe?
So that's 25 years ago. She was 60, probably 60, something like that, 55.
So she had hits
in a very provocative outfit, I might say.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. She had hits from the 60s through the end of the millennium.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Pretty amazing.
I think that was her last big hit.
Probably so.
But she's been in some, she's still doing Broadway stuff and kind of things. So still very popular. Our good neighbor of the day. Still very popular, as our good neighbor of the day, Hannah Morris, for always bringing a smile and kind heart to conversations. Hannah Morris will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, that is our good neighbor of the day for today. If you would like to send in a good neighbor, we do it each weekday morning. So that's 5 a week, 20 a month, and it's all driven by our listeners out there. So if you have someone you want to nominate, we'd love to hear from you. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450, and after you get the reply from us, just tap on the link, fill out the information, click submit. That's all we need you to do to get in a good neighbor of the day. They'll get flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. A cat's nose has ridges, and it has a unique pattern, and it's as unique as a human's fingerprint.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know. I don't like cats.
I don't either. I wouldn't get close enough to look at a cat's nose.
I wouldn't either. You're right. 624 here on the crew.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. And a man suffering from a gunshot wound to the head showed up at a fire station in nearby Antioch looking for help early Thursday morning. Police say the man was driving on Hamilton Church Road just after 1 a.m. when somebody fired a shot through his windshield. He somehow managed to drive himself to Nashville Fire Department Station 33 on the corner of Murfreesboro Pike and Forest View Drive for assistance. The man was taken to the hospital in serious condition, but his injury not considered life-threatening. The town of Smyrna is conducting a special census, looking for more state-shared tax dollars. State shared taxes are distributed to municipalities through Tennessee based on population. If the special census results show that the town exceeds the 2020 census population numbers, state revenues will increase. All the town says it needs is the address and first and last names of everybody residing in the household, including anyone living away, like in the service or at school. Authorities are working to identify the person or persons who destroyed a vehicle in the Gold's Gym parking lot on South Lowry Street in Smyrna on the 4th of July. The Smyrna FD says security video shows the subject in a black vehicle breaking the driver's side window and igniting possibly a firework, causing the vehicle to become engulfed in flames. The vehicle was destroyed in the blaze. And it's just a week away. The Tennessee sales tax holiday on clothing, school supplies, and computers from 12:01 a.m. Friday, July 26th to 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, July 28th. Get news on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 on the crew. You can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
Hi.
Fact, Brian will be on later on the day with Rutherford Issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure will.
He's on Big G TV too with Rutherford Issues. You see that big mug of his, the big ugly mug.
I have to have time to put on makeup.
Do you have that much time?
No. Okay. No, I don't.
Okay, I got a little complaint. It's not who's bugging me. You don't have to play it. I'm just saying it just gets on my nerves. Okay. Have you ever seen the movie House Hunters or the show House Hunters?
I don't.
It's on HGTV.
Yeah. I don't watch a bunch of HGTV.
Okay. Well, let me explain the premise.
Okay.
This young couple, and they explain why they're moving into a new place. And it's the husband and wife, usually, and the real estate agent. And they take them to three different homes to show.
Oh, I have seen this one. Okay. Sitting in the doctor's office.
I like it because it's 30 minutes long. It's not the hour of things they have. So 30 minutes. It's not renovation. So they go look at three different homes. Well, okay, say they have a budget of $750,000, okay?
Wow, yeah.
And now let me make it this way. They have a budget of about $250,000, which in this day and age is not...
Right.
We can't hardly find them.
Yeah.
Well, they walk in, and they have these certain things in their head that they want. So for $250,000, you know, I'd like a four-bedroom... 3.5 bath with a basement.
Good luck.
Yeah, right. And so they'll go into a house and go, I hate carpet. You know, carpet in the bedrooms. I hate carpet. Just don't like it. And they go, there's no yard. You know, the yard's too small. Too far from home. You know, too far from the city. They want the city life. So they have like 12 or 15 different things. And then they find this house. It's like $400,000. It's way out of their price range. And that's house number two, say. So at the end of the show, they go, 1, 2, 3, which house do you want?
Is there always one that's out of their price range,
yes.
It seems? Okay.
Yes. They always pick the one that's out of their price
really?
Range.
Really?
We were able to get them down to $395,000.
Oh.
You know, so it's just kind of ridiculous every time. And they're so they complain. Well, I couldn't be a real estate agent. If they're all like that, if every show's like that, I wouldn't want to be one. So...
Sometimes they have to go in, and part of their budget is to do renovations, like if they want to knock out a wall
or take up the carpet,
right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I have seen that show.
And they want to renovate everything.
Uh-huh.
They'll take a brand new home. Oh, we need to tear that wall out. I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, I need to quit watching House Hunters.
Yes.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
I gotta get back in time.
All right, on this day, July 12th in history, 1804, the former United States Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, dies after being shot in a pistol duel by Vice President Aaron Burr. And in honor of this event, we will now sing the music to Hamilton. Brian, go ahead.
No, thanks.
Okay. In 1859, the paper bag manufacturing machine patents by William Goodall in Massachusetts.
Helps in hyperventilation.
Yes. 1901, Cy Young wins his 300th game. Of course, the Cy Young Award is named after him. He won more than 300, by the way. 1954, President Eisenhower put forward a plan for an interstate highway system. Is that good or bad? I guess good.
I have seen signs. If you look on the interstate, you'll see the Eisenhower Interstate System. You'll see signs on
that's
the interstates.
Neat. Mm-hmm. Is that on your trip to Wyoming?
Or anywhere. Okay. I mean, I've seen them in Tennessee.
1957, the first president to fly in a helicopter was Dwight Eisenhower.
Wow, he was
a
trailblazer.
He did everything. First one to do a television press conference, too.
That's right.
And 1976, the first Family Feud game show debuts on ABC, hosted by Richard Dawson. They've had a lot of those hosts, haven't they?
Yeah. Ray Combs was the one. He killed
Richard
himself.
Richard Carnes from Home Improvement was there for a while.
Yeah.
And the best one, of course, to me, is the guy that does it now, Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Richard Dawson used to like to kiss all the women.
Yeah, he's creepy. 1995, Enrique Iglesias releases his first album, Enrique Iglesias.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain.
And in 2018, Sandra Oh is the first woman to be nominated for an Emmy Award in a leading role for Killing Eve. And that is Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks with Rewind here on The Wake Up Crew at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
July 12th, 1961.
Such a fantastic adventure.
The release of the sci-fi movie.
You've seen the brain of the sub.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. July 12th, 1976.
On your mark.
The ABC debut of...
Let's start the Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Name a famous Willie.
Willie the Pooh?
And this date in 1989.
I've been doing a lot of things. Thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
The release of the movie.
I'm sorry, Harry.
When Harry Met Sally.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I'm Brandon Brooks.
I'll have what she's having.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny and hot for today. Highs top out near 97 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 71. Saturday, sunny and hot again. Highs making into the upper 90s. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows heading back down to 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
Good morning. Just a couple of minor accidents out here, but plenty of radar on 24 through certain parts of Rutherford County, Coffee County as well. Some over in Wilson County, especially the Mount Juliet area with some radar. Traffic's looking good right now through Kingston Springs as it starts to pick up on I-40 coming eastbound out of Dixon County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. Order online is easy. Log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests. Bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood. And look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests, pests. But you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Patronize those local family businesses. That helps our local economy. Main Street's Taste of Rutherford is this Saturday night. It's over at Oakland's Mansion. Don't you dare miss that one. Get with Main Street Murfreesboro. Enjoy the delicious creations of 25 of this area's finest restaurants. That's the Taste of Rutherford, this coming Saturday night from 6 until 9 at Oakland's Mansion. Right now, get in touch with Main Street Murfreesboro. Our Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes over at the Technology Engagement Center on Minerva Drive. They're free every Monday at 3:30 in the afternoon, and then a different class on Tuesdays at 2:30. That's free computer classes at the Tech Center on Minerva Drive. Have fun at the Borough Beach, the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department's outdoor water park. The Borough Beach is over at SportsCom on the corner of Memorial and Desjarnette Lane, and it's open every day. The Borough Beach. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board in the Las Casas, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting is July 12th through 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board. Stan Vaught, treasurer.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
And welcome back here to The Wake Up Crew. It is 6:39, and we are ready now for our dad joke of the day. And we are just rolling along. I've tried to put in new jokes. Brian says no. Alan says no. Dalton even says no. So we're back to with you just going to do it all the time. I got rid of the button, threw it away, just threw it in a box. And so
maybe it'll reappear sometime.
Well, maybe.
You never know.
I mean, you might die or something.
Well, that's
something
true.
Terrible like that.
That's true.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, well, maybe you could become the dad joke host. Or
no, I think we'll just cancel the show.
Oh.
Something happens to you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Well, how could we go on without our leader?
Okay.
You got 28 seconds. I'm, you know.
Well, John, a genie granted me one wish, so
really?
I wish to be happy.
Oh, I wish to be happy. Okay.
Yeah, but be careful what you ask for. I now live with six dwarves and work in a mine.
I like that. I don't.
Did you?
It wasn't really that fabulous, but I'm going to give that a four. It made me laugh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You know what I mean? 641.
CBS News Special Report.
I'm determined on running.
President Biden touched on foreign policy, his decades in the Senate, and cast his age, 81, as an asset in an almost one-hour news conference intended to stop the growing list of Democrats calling on him to abandon his campaign. But there were stumbles and gaffes.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president. But I think she was not qualified to be president.
More from CBS's Skylar Henry.
Biden was asked about moves to cut the length of his workday in the debate's aftermath.
And if you looked at my schedule since I made that stupid mistake in the debate, I mean, my schedule has been full bore. Where's Trump been? Riding around in his golf cart, filling out his scorecard before he hits the ball?
Right after the news conference, three more House Democrats called on him to withdraw from the race, bringing the total to 17. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The Uncle Dave Macon Days is transitioning from a music competition to a music fest. And their inaugural Roots Rendezvous Music Fest is set for birthing at Hop Springs, 4:30 p.m., Friday evening, September 6th, and back again for an 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. lineup on Saturday, September 7th. Festival organizer Gloria Christie told WGNS the September event at Hop Springs will focus on the entertainment for this area that fed country music and the Grand Ole Opry in the early days.
It's going to be the most exciting event that we've had in years. We put together a coalition of talent and organizers. It's just going to be super. We are so excited. There's so many people coming involved in this. And, you know, it just kind of goes along with what Uncle Dave used to say. I just want to make happy. And making happy right now, I think, is a kind of a good thing.
Price should not keep people away either. The only fee charge is for parking. That one $10 rate allows everyone in the vehicle to attend the festival. Gates will open at 4 o'clock Friday night the 6th, with the first show at 4:30. Dwight Ogleton is once again stepping up to help those in need this summer. For this program, Kool-Aid. Established over 20 years ago, Kool-Aid provides fans and air conditioners to individuals who can't afford them during the long, hot summer. Ogleton, along with a team of dedicated volunteers, is committed to ensuring that everyone has access to the necessary means to combat the heat. For those in need of a fan or air conditioner, call Ogleton at 615-487-9670. News on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Mary Ellen Evans calls Adams Place home.
So this space here at Adams Place is large enough for anybody to create the same environment they had at home. Plus, it has things like 9-foot ceilings with architectural detail. So that gives it a feeling of spaciousness. So it's a wonderful place to call home.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank. Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end-of-life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right. We are just moving along on this Friday, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I mean, I just hate for it to end. You know, that's the sad thing.
Well, we do have another, hour and change.
You have another hour and change. We were talking about cruises a couple weeks ago, and we're talking about my daughter going on a cruise. Have you ever even wanted to go on a cruise?
Not really.
Not really? You don't like the water that much, do you?
So I'm not a fan of the water.
Yeah.
Not a fan of boats, mainly because I don't swim. I know it's a bigger boat. Okay, so that's one thing. But I get seasick easily. So...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think probably I will probably stay away from a cruise as well. It got a bad rap, you know, during COVID because,
right,
of course, people are put in there together, yeah, and they got a really bad rap. And, of course, they've been hung on, you know, like in the ocean for days at times, you know, that kind of thing. So, but the prices.
But could you imagine being sick? Like, I mean, that was at the start of the COVID outbreak. Could you imagine being sick on that on a boat like that?
Oh, gosh.
And then, I don't know.
And, like, if you're a worker on that boat.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, that I just think the Love Boat cruise is a new cruise that it actually has Stars of the Love Boat on
That's
the cruise that go with you.
Yeah.
Of course, I you know, gospel music has cruises where they have gospel music singers.
Well, I know Bart and Leanne, I think last year, went on a cruise down the Mississippi River.
Now, I could probably handle that. Yeah. I really probably could handle that.
I mean, and they stopped in some of the big cities along the river, but that could be neat.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know why a river would be any different than an ocean, but it's so big. You know,
well,
of course, the Mississippi River is pretty big, too.
That's true. But you've got waves,
yeah,
I think. But I don't, like on a big cruise ship, it probably doesn't affect you as much, the seasickness thing. But
well, it's so big. But then again, I think it depends on the kind of cruise you get, the company that you have it with. You know, it could be very, very, I don't know. I just think I would be overwhelmed. And I don't like people. No, just kidding. I mean, but I don't like a lot of big people, a lot of people in an area, and you're confined in that area.
But at least, I mean, you've got your entertainment, you've got your food, it's all right there. Well, you don't really have to go back and forth.
That's true.
So I don't know, maybe.
And it's pretty reasonable, really, if you think about it, because a lot of it's so inclusive, ain't it? Let's go to some birthdays today on the 12th.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right. In 1817, Henry David Thoreau, American naturalist and pacifist, wrote Walden Pond, born in Concord, Massachusetts. In 1854, George Eastman, American inventor, born in Waterville, New York. Guess what he invented?
The camera?
The Kodak camera, founder of the Eastman Kodak Company, which is so far-fetched now. You know, people, I was at a wedding the other day and they actually used a camera.
Really?
Really, yeah. Freak me out. 1908, Milton Berle, Uncle Milty, Mr. Television, American comedian and TV host.
Oh, we're the men of Texaco. We work from Maine to Mexico. There's nothing like the Texaco of ours. Our show tonight is powerful. We'll wow you with an hour full of howls from a shower full of stars. We're the merry Texaco men. Tonight we may be showmen. Tomorrow we'll be servicing your cars. I wiped the pipe, I pumped
that's
the gas,
from the Texaco Star Theater that Milton Berle was host of. It was on for years. And they would come out, they're dancers, but they'd come out in their Texaco uniforms like they somebody would work on your car. You know, back in the day before you were, you know, even invented, they would have people come out and wash your windshield.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that kind of thing.
Kind of full service.
Yeah, check your oil, that kind of thing. In 1943, Christine McVie, English rock vocalist of Fleetwood Mac. And in 1951, Cheryl Ladd, American actress, she was in Charlie's Angels.
Hello, angels.
That was a great John Forsythe. I almost thought Charlie was right here in the
room.
Did
you?
Yeah. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. We're going to go over some, we got quite a few local birthdays today. It's huge.
It is pretty big.
It's huge. Corey Bransford has a birthday today.
Another one?
Yep, he's getting old. John Daniel has a birthday. Greg Haygood, Joan Shannon, Kim Harden, Jeff Bilal, Gret Henson, Randall Ayers, Cindy Key, Ken Honeycutt, another fireman boy right
mm-hmm.
there, Jerry Campbell, Marty Davenport, and Candy Carter. Whew, if you think that's not enough. Tomorrow, Dalton Barrett has a birthday.
Aw.
Jim Simpson, he won't get anything from me. Patsy Stockton, Karen Britt, Glenn Emery, Steve Daniel, Carol White, Linda Veach, and Kevin Batts.
What a list.
Amazing.
Those are birthdays for this July 12th and July 13th tomorrow. Call or text in your birthdays. The number 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding will be given away at 8 o'clock when we announce all the list of folks that you've called and text in this morning, along with the one you just heard. It is National Eat Your Jell-O Day. It's National Pecan Pie Day. And it's also Etch-a-Sketch Day.
A couple of eating ones and an etch. Did you have an Etch-a-Sketch as a kid?
I did.
I love that thing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Just could never make it do what I wanted,
wanted it to either.
655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny and hot for today. Highs top out near 97 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 71. Saturday, sunny and hot again, highs making into the upper 90s. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows heading back down to 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
Hi, this is Ryan with Tire World Laverne. Here to serve all your automotive needs in Rutherford County, we welcome all your fleet and commercial accounts along with all your regular routine maintenance. Tire World, a hometown family business you can trust.
Good morning. Starting to load up just a bit here in the last few minutes on 24 westbound. Coming in from Smyrna, Laverne, out of Rutherford County towards Nashville on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Watch for a little bit of radar down I-40 this morning. Certain parts of Wilson County, Smith County, and looks good right now. 65 southbound down through Millersville. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, or roof inspection, Independent Roofing Specialist has you covered. Check out their website. It's IRSroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Helen Alexander, what do you enjoy most about Adams Place?
Well, I like it because I'm well taken care of, and I'm not afraid at night, and I live by myself 18 years after my husband died, so I feel safe here. I am very blessed to be here at Adams Place, very blessed.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board. In the last cases, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting is July 12th through 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board. Stan Vaught, treasurer.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. And we want to say congratulations to Hannah Morris, today's Good Neighbor of the Day. She always brings a smile and a kind heart to conversations. And Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts are going to honor her today with some flowers. And, of course, News Radio WGNS does their part as well.
Yes, absolutely. And send in your Good Neighbor nominations. We do it every weekday morning, so we need your help with these Good Neighbors of the Day that we do each day. So if you want to recognize someone you know, maybe a complete stranger that did something nice, let us know about it. Text Neighbor to 615-893-1450. And when you get the reply from us, tap on the link, fill out the info, and click submit. You can get to that from our website too. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, taking those for today, the 12th, and tomorrow the 13th, at 615-893-1450. Call or text.
Boots, boots, boots. French's Shoes and Boots has the biggest selection of Southern styles from name brands and tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
And the news is coming up next.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
In it to win it.
I'm determined on running. I've got to finish this job.
Or calls to drop out.
I don't know that it changed anybody's mind.
Summer scorcher.
Unbearable. It makes me sick. It's just way too hot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, his re-election campaign in doubt among some members of his own party, last night President Biden tried to make his case.
I think I'm the best qualified to win. But there are other people who could beat Trump, too. But it's awful start from scratch.
Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen was reassured by what he heard of the president's solo news conference.
He convinced a lot of people he should stay in the race.
But Connecticut's Jim Himes was one of three Democratic lawmakers to say afterward that Biden should step aside. They joined 14 others. Himes was on MSNBC.
I will not stand silent as I see a trajectory to an electoral loss that leads to the presidency of Donald Trump and all that he has promised.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes has more on what the president had to say.
With his re-election bid on the line, an animated President Biden answered questions about his health.
And they say, I'm in good shape.
His age.
The only thing age does is help you with it, creates a little bit of wisdom.
And his record.
Can you name me somebody who's gotten more major pieces of legislation passed in 3.5 years? I created 2,000 jobs just last week.
He also showed some of the fire that Democrats were expecting to see in the debate 2 weeks ago.
More children are killed by a bullet than any other cause of death. The United States of America. What the hell are we doing?
While he said the other day that only the Lord Almighty could get him to leave the race, last night he did say there's one other thing that might sway him.
Unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me. No one's saying that. No poll says that.
Biden's night was marred by a couple of missteps. Right at the start of the press conference, he transposed the names of his opponent and his running mate.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president.
He made a similar mistake a couple of hours earlier when introducing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
He realized his mistake when the crowd gasped.
President Zelensky, I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it.
Democratic strategist and CBS News contributor Ashley Etienne on what happens now.
There's still going to be leadership that's going to meet with the president over the weekend, somewhat of a mini intervention. The major sort of source of the infighting over the past week within the caucus has been this question of the alternative. You can't go in and ask the president to step down without a plan, because the question is whether or not there'll be more defections, and I'm hearing that there will be.
Republicans are set to kick off their nominating convention on Monday. Here's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Former President Donald Trump will be nominated at the party convention here in Milwaukee next week. And Biden's insistence on staying in this race is welcome news for the Trump campaign, which is very eager for a rematch. The only X factor really at this point for Republicans is who Trump will pick as his running mate. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Senators J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio are top contenders. But Trump may actually wait until the start of the convention next week to make his choice known.
Blistering summer heat is the big news in many places, from east to west and into Texas, where CBS's Janet Shamlian reports people who weathered the hurricane in the Houston area were still struggling with no power.
The excruciating wait for water and a few basic food items in searing 90-degree heat.
It's been hard. All of our food ruined the day before yesterday, so we haven't eaten since the day before yesterday.
And at area cooling centers, frustrations are rising. The main energy provider, CenterPoint, says it will restore 80% of power by the end of the weekend, but that would still leave hundreds of thousands in the dark almost 1 week after the storm.
Everyone knew days ahead that we were getting a hurricane, right? So I would expect them to be more prepared.
A sports arena has been outfitted with cots, a temporary shelter for people discharged from a hospital, but with no power at home.
There's now word a security breach in 2022 that hit AT&T compromised the data of nearly all of its cellular customers, customers of mobile virtual networks using AT&T Wireless, and landline users who interacted with those cellular numbers. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
President Biden said last night he's disappointed with the U.S. effort to deliver Gaza aid by a temporary pier. The $230 million structure has failed in bad weather, and American officials say operations will soon end. At the Alec Baldwin involuntary manslaughter trial, a key prosecution witness might not have much to say.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer in charge of the movie set Rust, could be called to the witness stand today. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in April and sentenced to 18 months in prison. Gutierrez-Reed is expected to plead the fifth. Elise Preston, CBS News. Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Now to North Carolina, where police in Charlotte say an 18-year-old and 16-year-old are in custody after shootings that left one person dead.
The spree that was going on included five different shootings that went across two separate divisions.
Police Chief Johnny Jennings says the shots were fired from a car. One person is dead, two others missing after a helicopter crash off Kauai, Hawaii. The helicopter was owned by a charter group. On the Health Watch, American Cancer Society researchers have determined about half of adult cancer deaths could be prevented with lifestyle changes.
It's really hard to stop smoking. We all know that. But it can be done. Some strategies for preventing deaths from cancer are relatively easy. There's a vaccine that can prevent HPV infection, but less than 40% of eligible children receive at least one dose. And about 40% of infected Americans don't know they have hepatitis C, a virus that can cause liver cancer and is easily curable because they haven't had a simple screening blood test, which the CDC suggests for all adults. Dr. John LaPook, CBS News, New York.
The Beastie Boys have filed a lawsuit. It's over the use of their song Sabotage. The group claims the restaurant chain Chili's used it without permission along with parts of their music video in a 2022 social media campaign. There's been no comment from the parent company of Chili's. The Beastie Boys won $1.7 million in a similar suit in 2014 against the maker of Monster Energy Drink. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour, and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. My personal favorite menu item is our Danish baby back ribs. They're fall off the bone tender, very lean, got a delicious homemade sauce we put on it, and there's nobody serving ribs like these anywhere in Middle Tennessee.
Good food and fun.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny and hot for today. Highs top out near 97 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 71. Saturday, sunny and hot again. Highs making into the upper 90s. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows heading back down to 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 68.
CapStar is now a division of Old National Bank. We'll temporarily use CapStar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at CapStar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting to get a little bit heavier in the last few minutes on 24 westbound, coming up through Antioch, in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, towards Nashville. It's moving right now, but it's just busy. Here comes some traffic down through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 westbound, headed towards Hermitage. It's been in pretty good shape so far. I-40 out there in Dixon County. Just watch for radar as you start towards Kingston Springs on 40 going eastbound. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out this weekend. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers this energy saving tip during the hot summer months. Nudge your thermostat up ideally between 76 and 78 degrees to reduce cooling cost. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hassan Beff Incorporated.
This is the Wake Up Crew.
We're gonna do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Resist any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Today is the 12th day of July. Happy 12th of July, John. Happy 12th of July.
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I know it's Friday. I know it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Indeed, a Friday morning.
Friday.
Putting a wrap on this 12th day of July for the Wake Up Crew. Lots of programming coming up later today here on WGNS. Later in the show, a little different what we're watching. We're going to go over the top 10 best game shows of all time.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You're going to kind of lead us through that.
I think I did that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I led you, didn't I?
Yeah.
I figured that out. Okay.
So
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what.
So I did all the research, so therefore I get to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fair.
That's a plan. And we're going to play bigger or smaller today. We haven't done that in a bit.
Oh, wow, yeah. I love that.
You try to trick me all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the cards right here, brother.
Yeah.
Waiting on you.
So...
fun and games.
That's the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew on a Friday for sure. Biggest hit of 1999 from one of the biggest, probably all time artist of all time.
One of the best, and yeah. And to be honest with you, I'm not surprised by it because you know how the 90s were with music.
They were weird.
Yeah. So I agree with this choice.
Very weird. But the biggest song of 1999 was from Cher.
Brian, there are many songs, singers, but you recognize right off.
Oh, yeah.
And that's her.
She's one.
She's one of them.
For sure. John, 1999 may be as far as we go. I don't know. I guess we could get into the early 2000s, but it gets really weird. The best, you know.
It's Dalton.
Last 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
To me, anyway. But we'll see where we go with the song of the day in the future. Hey, I've got 10 things that you should never do before you go to bed.
Eat.
Well, that may be one.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
This wasn't a quiz. You're going to tell me.
Yes.
Okay.
10 things you should never do before going to bed. One of them is watch TV.
Really?
Yep.
Why? It stimulates you.
Sleep experts advise staying away from the television for at least a half an hour before you go to bed. The main reason is that blue light screens suppress your body's production of melatonin, which helps get you into sleep.
Wow, I didn't know that. And I guess you don't need to watch, I mean, have it on, like sleep through the night with it on.
I guess. Now, I watch a show And then I go, I watch about 20, 30 minutes, and as soon as I'm tired, turn it off. But I break.
But that's wrong.
I break a rule. Yeah. You mentioned eating. Eating late is not good for you. That midnight snack may seem like a good idea, but it'll keep you tossing and turning all night. Many studies show that people that eat late have more fragmented sleep and less time in that REM sleep.
I snore more
when you
eat
late.
A lot. Yeah.
Interesting.
Eat late. Yep.
Doing work. That's a no-no. We've all been there. We've done it. You know, that one last email before bed or checking your text and things like that. Working late into the night keeps your mind in a state of high alert and makes it hard for you to wind down.
Oh, that's why you silence your notifications, don't you?
I do. Smart. Mainly so I don't get woken up.
Yeah, that's smart.
If it's that late, it'll wait. That's my motto. I just made a rhyme and I didn't know it.
You ever get a call from a parent, you know, a text message from a mad parent at 9 o'clock at night?
Mm. Messes up your whole day, doesn't it? You should never exercise before bed. That jog before bed that helps you blow off steam.
That's true.
While exercising is beneficial, vigorous workouts close to bedtime increases adrenaline levels and your heart rate, which makes it hard to fall asleep faster.
You really need to do exercise as soon as you get home from work.
Yeah, or early in the morning.
Because that's when I'm sleepy. It's like when I get home from work.
Yeah. Go for a jog.
Look at me. That's what I do.
Same boat. Number 5, scroll social media. It's tempting to wind down with a late night scrollathon, but it's a one-way ticket to Sleeplessville. A poll of hospital employees and university students found that a staggering 70% of social media users, after going to bed, have a tough time sleeping. It's that blue light again.
Yeah.
Should never drink alcohol before bed.
Mm. That'll probably rise your blood sugar.
While a nightcap may make you feel drowsy, it actually disrupts your sleep cycle, leaving you more hungover than refreshed. Messes up your REM sleep. You should never engage in an argument.
No.
That's right. That gets your stress levels up, gets your mind racing. High levels of stress and anxiety are a major contributor to insomnia. Should never drink too much water before bed.
You got to go to the bathroom, I guess.
Well, drinking excessive water before you hit the sack can lead to frequent nighttime urination. I have that problem anyway.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the older you get. Never drink coffee after dinner.
Aren't there people, though, that can just drink coffee all the time?
There are.
And they just go to bed, no problem. Your dad was like that.
He was. We would say, you need to drink some more water. Well, I'm drinking water. It's in this coffee. That was always what he said. So if it came to water or coffee, he was drinking coffee. And number 10, skip your routine. Humans are creatures of habit, and this holds true for sleep. Skipping your bedtime routine can throw off your body's internal clock and make it harder to fall asleep. It happens every time on vacation. You're out of your normal routine. So, 10 things you should never do before you go to bed.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note, Battle of Division leaders saw the NL East leading Phillies wrap up a sweep of the NL West leading Dodgers with a 5-1 win. Pirates over the Brewers 1-0. Pittsburgh rookie all-star pitcher Paul Skene, 7 no-hit innings before getting pulled after 99 pitches. Milwaukee then got a couple of hits off the Pirates bullpen. Skene went 7 innings, no runs, no hits, 11 strikeouts, 1 walk. He's 6-0 now in his career. Orioles were shut out by the Cubs 8-0. That's the last place team in the NL Central. It's wrapping up a sweep of the top team in the AL East. Yankees lose to the Rays 5-4, so New York is still 2 back of Baltimore in that AL East race. Astros wrap up a sweep of the Marlins with a 6-3 victory. Houston gets the sweep and is still 2 back of Seattle for the top spot in the AL West because the Mariners roll over the Angels 11-0. Guardians top team in the AL Central lose big to the Tigers 10-1.
Welcome to Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks, sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. Another glorious Kentucky Derby is now in the books, but the action in this game is just getting out of the gates. Make plans now to attend the live racing meet at Kentucky Downs. Beginning August 29th and finishing September 11th, seven different dates will feature a plethora of stakes races and the highest per race purse payouts in the United States. For more info, visit themintgaming.com.
Danny Brewer here. Saturday, July 13th, another great day to be cashing checks and breaking necks in the Thoroughbred Racing Game. Race 8 at Colonial Downs is our first stop. The Million Preview Stakes. Talented six-horse field going a mile and an eighth on the turf. We like the number 2, 911 Turbo. Take a little bit of a swing with this one. Trained by Neil Drysdale, he's been in the money 14 of 21 career starts with 5 wins. It's opening weekend at Saratoga. We're headed to upstate New York. Race 2, the Grade 3 Kelso Stakes. 1 mile on the turf for older males. Compact but very talented five-horse field. We like the number 2, Mysterious Night, for trainer Charlie Appleby. Irish-bred son of Dark Angel. Is 0-2 lifetime at the Spa, but we think he gets it done here under jockey Flavien Pratt. Race 10, the Grade 1 Diana Stakes. Older fillies and mares going a mile and eight on the turf. Bet the Chad Brown horse. He's got 5 of the 10 entrants in this race. We do like a couple of his horses. The number 10, Chili Flag. That's our top pick. 3 graded stakes wins in a row. We also like the number 7, Fluffy Socks. Been in the money 19 of 26 career starts, 22 of those in stakes races. Race 11 is the Grade 3 Sanford Stakes. 2-year-old males going 6 furlongs on the dirt. The number 6, Studley Do Right, is our top pick. Unbeaten in 2 starts, this son of Nyquist is trained by John J. Robb. We also like the number 4, Soon to Be King, for trainer George Weaver. Got a hunch. Better punch, back a horse, and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The Wake Up Crew continues from News Radio WGNS, and a special What We're Watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
We're going to do the top 10 game shows of all time. Now, when we do these lists, I think I need to tell everybody that this is not our list.
No.
This is a list that's called the top 10s.
Okay.
So here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Want to play this like a game itself?
Well, sure.
Guess what one is number one?
If you give me a little description, maybe I can help.
Okay. Number one, it's a Mark Goodson production.
Okay.
It's been on with about 4 different hosts, 4 or 5 different hosts. It's currently on TV and very popular.
Wheel of Fortune?
Well, that's a good guess, but that's wrong.
Or Jeopardy? But
no.
No?
Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Two families compete to name the most popular responses to survey questions. It's in England. They have several versions of the show in other countries.
Yeah.
And not necessarily named Family Feud. I would have guessed Wheel of Fortune,
mm-hmm.
but that's according to this list is not number one. Number two on the list, Wipeout.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know that one. Is that the one on ABC?
I think, and where they do kind of several different, it's kind of like an obstacle course.
Yeah, right. And the contestants have to face the obstacle courses.
Mm-hmm.
They lost when they splashed, but still stranded up in order to win, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that surprised me that it was that high. But
it must be very popular with certain segments. We watched it for a while and enjoyed it, but then it just got kind of old because it was the same stuff all the time.
Yeah, bouncing off a ball and falling in the water. Number three, that's been hosted by Bill Cullen, Bob Barker, and Drew Carey.
The Price is Right.
Price is Right. It's been on like for 50 years.
Yeah.
The Price is Right. Number four, I have it somewhere. There's your Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
It was originally, Pat Sajak was not the original host. Chuck Woolery was the original host of the Wheel of Fortune. And Pat Sajak has had it ever since. And number five is Jeopardy.
Okay.
Okay. They've had great contestants. That's what makes it so popular.
When I was a kid, I didn't care for it too much. It was a little over my head. But as I've gotten older, you know, it's kind of a little bit for an older generation.
Probably so, yeah.
Alice Trebek was on for many years before he passed away. Number six, this could be surprising. Regis Philbin started this one.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And still, I think they still have a version of that.
I think you're right.
Jimmy Kimmel, I think, has done that.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? Number seven. That would be Deal or No Deal.
Okay.
That's with Howie Mandel.
Howie had it, and then it went to CNBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been running on and off there, but Deal or No Deal, pretty popular.
Number eight is a kind of surprise, but in a way it is a game show. It's Survivor.
Okay. I guess it is a game show.
Yeah, and they compete for $1 million.
That's another one of those where if you watch a season or two, you've got to be invested in the people, and you got to watch it every week. It's not one of those that you can just kind of pick up in one show.
Here's one that I loved, and I don't think it's on anymore, but I loved it. Minute to Win It. The Olympic guy, the Olympic skater, was the host of that. I loved that show, and I don't think it's on anymore.
You had a minute to complete certain tasks.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Weakest Link is number 10, and it's back. It's back now on television as well on NBC. It goes past 10, so I'll give you the rest of them as I can. Match Game. Is number 11. Takeshi's Castle. I never heard of it.
Me either.
Okay. The $100,000 Pyramid comes in at 14. Number 15, this is the one that you like, I think. It's Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where you hit the whammy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 16, 1 versus 100.
I think I've seen one or two of those. It's okay.
Number 17, Hole in the Wall.
Hmm.
Number 18, Pointless. Guess is as good as mine. Number 20, coming in, The Newlywed Game. I actually thought that would be a little higher.
I did too. There's one on there that you haven't mentioned yet. Let's Make a Deal. I'm surprised it's not
on
there.
In other lists, it makes like the top five.
Yeah, because it's had a couple of iterations.
Big Brother came in at 25. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It was number 21. There's several. You Don't Say. Password. Was not on there.
Yeah.
And it's gotten real popular again with Jimmy Fallon.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on. You could have your own list, Brian.
A lot of game shows there.
Yeah, but that's the top 10 according to the top 10 list.
All right, more of the Wake Up Crew coming up.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
French's, the name to trust. French's, depend on us. French's, a great selection too. We take pride in pleasing you. Get brand names at a lower price. The French family really treats you nice. It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
That's French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
You get the call from your mother, and we started talking, and she decided to move.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
I like the size. From what I understand, there were like 65 residents, and other places I looked at it were three or four stories. And so I thought the ratio to staff to residents, I thought was important. You know, the food, from what I understand, was good, and I knew that would be important to her.
The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
The Wake Up Crew.
WGNS. With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 is the time. Wake Up Crew, the show. It's Friday, July 12th, episode 1447 of the Wake Up Crew.
A lot of birthdays today. We start with today's Corey Bransford, John Daniel, Greg Haygood, Joan Shannon, Kim Harden, Jeff Bilal, Gret Henson, Randall Ayers, Cindy Key, Ken Honeycutt, Jerry Campbell, Marty Davenport, and Candy Carter. Tomorrow, Dalton Barrett, Jim Simpson, Patsy Stockton, Karen Britt, Glenn Emery, Steve Daniel, Carol White, and Linda Veach, and Kevin Batts.
So that is a huge list of birthdays. If you've called or texted in this morning and didn't hear it, we've got it. If you haven't done that yet, it's the deadline. Call or text in birthday 615-893-1450.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny and hot for today. Highs top out near 97 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 71. Saturday, sunny and hot again, highs making into the upper 90s. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows heading back down to 71. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Good morning, Tito. I was behind a stolen car in a tricky spot a few minutes ago. 40 West, it's Bent's Lane as that traffic builds now coming in from Donaldson Hermitage and also the Mount Julian area. Watch for radar in certain parts of Wilson County this morning, especially sections of 840 out there in Wilson County. Traffic's on the increase even more up through Brentwood, Franklin, but it's moving right now on all the major interstate routes. It's going to get heavier here in the next few minutes. 24 coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The town of Smyrna is conducting a special census looking for more state-shared tax dollars. State-shared taxes are distributed to municipalities through Tennessee based on population. If the special census results show that the town exceeds the 2020 census population numbers, state revenues will increase. All the town says it needs is the address and first and last names of everybody residing in the household, including anyone living away, like in the service or at school. Authorities are working to identify the person or persons who destroyed a vehicle in the Gold's Gym parking lot on South Lowry Street in Smyrna on the 4th of July. The Smyrna FD says security video shows the subject in a black vehicle breaking the driver's side window and igniting possibly a firework, causing the vehicle to become engulfed in flames. The vehicle was destroyed in the blaze. And a man suffering from a gunshot wound to the head showed up at a fire station in nearby Antioch, looking for help early Thursday morning. Police say the man was driving on Hamilton Church Road just after 1 a.m. when somebody fired a shot through his windshield. He somehow managed to drive himself to Nashville Fire Department Station 33 on the corner of Murfreesboro Pike and Forest View Drive for assistance. The man was taken to the hospital in serious condition, but his injury not considered life-threatening. And it's just a week away. The Tennessee sales tax holiday on clothing, school supplies, and computers from 12:01 a.m. Friday, July 26th to 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, July 28th. Get news on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Bob Ferris enjoys life at Adams Place.
I do physical therapy here and ride the bicycle. This morning I rode the bicycle for 20 minutes. At Adams Place, I enjoy the friendship. We have a good time.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board. In the last cases, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting is July 12th through 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board. Stan Vaught, treasurer.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Brian and John here with you this morning, and it's time to play Bigger or Smaller.
Or larger or smaller, or thicker than whatever.
So just, you get...
I'm giving them to you.
You basically give a couple of things and ask which is smaller, which is bigger, which is something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're really... These are hard, so... We're not gonna count, you know, that you don't know them, because it's gonna be almost impossible.
Oh,
okay,
that kind of game.
Which is bigger, Jupiter or Saturn?
Ooh, Let me think back to Miss Hayes' science class, Walter Hill. I'm saying Jupiter.
Miss Hayes would be very proud of you. Yeah, very good.
I think it's the largest planet.
I think you're right. I probably would have said Saturn.
It has the rings.
By landmass,
ooh,
which is bigger, Greenland or China?
By landmass.
So who was your social studies teacher?
That would be Miss Baird.
Okay.
Well.
And you were her pet.
The obvious answer. Yeah, I got to grade her papers. The obvious answer would be China, I think.
Miss Baird would be proud of you. Wow, you're run 2-0.
Thinking Greenland was just, yeah.
I just don't think I can find anything hard enough to stump you.
We'll see.
Which is thicker? We may have even had this one before, so I hope I did give you a little help. Which is thicker, a hockey puck or 400 sheets of paper? I think we had this one before, but.
It is 400 sheets of paper.
That is correct. Yeah. You did remember.
Because there's 500 in a ream, and that's both are thicker than
now,
a puck.
This one's going to take a little math.
Oh, boy.
Fractions.
My
favorite. It's really easy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for setting me up for failure.
Think of common denominator, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is bigger, 3/4 or 2/3?
3/4 is 0.75, 2/3 is 0.66, so it's going to be 3/4.
You're amazing. You're just amazing.
Bob Mays and Diane Kelly. Thanking all of my elementary teachers.
Which is bigger? Gigabyte or terabyte?
That would be a terabyte.
That is correct. What is your answer reasoning for that? How do you know?
Well, I just know that from computer and computer storage space.
Again, amazing.
Yeah.
You're undefeated
so far.
By landmass, which is bigger?
Oh, another one of these geography questions.
Texas or California?
Texas or California. Oof. This is a toughie. Gonna go with Texas.
That's correct. Wow, the crowd's getting excited. It's like a no-hitter, you know, in baseball.
Well, now you said it. It ruined it all.
Yeah. Which is bigger, 1 gallon or 2 liters?
Okay. So there are 4 liters in a gallon, I believe. So I'm gonna go with the gallon.
Correct. He's still there. We're going to the bottom of the sixth.
I was thinking of that little pitcher that I used to make my crystal light in.
We go to the bottom of the sixth.
Mm.
He's not missed one. Which is bigger? Oh, this is easy. 1 meter or 1 yard?
Okay, that's going to have to be the yard. 1 yard, right?
It was a meter.
Okay.
It's right here. Right here.
A meter? Oh, I was thinking of a yardstick, and that's 3 yards.
But you said.
I did, yeah. So, yeah.
Kilobyte or megabyte, which is bigger?
That would be a megabyte.
That's correct.
Because it's mega.
Starting a new streak. Which is bigger, teaspoon or tablespoon?
Tablespoon.
There you go. Boy, he's on a roll again.
Which, by population, which is bigger, Canada or the USA?
Oh, United States.
Yeah.
A.
And finally, which is taller? I think you've gotten this before, actually. I think we've done this one before, to give you a little help. 100 quarters stacked or one soda can?
100 quarters stacked. That's going to be, is it two rolls? 100 quarters.
100 quarters.
I'm going stacked. With that.
You're correct. Only missed one.
Well, how about that? Bigger or smaller?
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands in work and western wear. French's is the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes for the whole family, with the best selection in town. French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We're talking with Mary Ellen Evans. Why did you choose Adam's Place?
Mostly based on a realization that I wouldn't find anything more beautiful. The architecture is superb, elegant, and the people are caring. The residents, they consider it one family. I mean, this is just an unbelievable combination of good things.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS. With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time for us to say so long here for a Friday, and so long for the next couple of days. Weekend right here. It's July the 12th, episode 1447. And next Wednesday, we'll celebrate episode 1450 of The Wake Up Crew. Saying good morning to Hannah Morris, our good neighbor of the day today, for always having a smile and a kind heart to conversations. Always bringing that with her. Hannah Morris receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS, as our good neighbor of the day today. Now, if you would like to send in a good neighbor of the day nomination, we've made it easy for you to do that. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. When you get that reply from us, just tap on the link, fill out the info, click submit. That's all we need from you to get your good neighbor of the day nominations here to us, and we'll have them on in the coming weeks. We do it every weekday morning, so we could use your help with that. Also want to say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They are powering the Wake Up Crew. Take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Just download in the App Store, manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, a genie granted me one wish, so I wish to be happy, but just be careful what you ask for.
Really?
Yeah, now I live with six dwarves and work in a mine.
Replay.
I really don't know why, but I gave it a 4. I really
you
don't
did.
Know why, yeah. Made me laugh.
Maybe it was you did it because it was funny.
Well, no, more like the delivery was really good.
Oh, okay.
You really did a good job of that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Accept your compliment. Very nice of you. What have we learned today? You've been keeping notes. Good student.
Good notes. Well, at first we talked about the pressure of being an athlete or a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how that can be, you know, it's a no-win situation.
I know. I mean, you and I talked about it in length because, you know, we feel those same pressures as local celebrities. It's even funny when we say that.
Yeah,
huh?
We didn't even talk about it. Was that a dad joke? That was pretty good. We talked about house hunters, that was my wandering thoughts.
Yeah.
About house hunters and how ridiculous it can be sometimes. I talked about the cruises. We got onto that, and Love Boat's going to have a cruise. But we also talked more about, you know, our own experiences with cruise, which is none.
Well, yeah, absolutely nothing.
You went over the 10 reasons that can keep you up at night, not mm-hmm. sleep very good. I thought that was very, very, very informative.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we played Bigger or Small.
Yep.
And I forgot, I've got one more. What are we watching? I went over the, what did
I do? Top 10 game shows.
Yeah, top 10 game shows.
Yeah.
So
that was fun.
There you have it.
That was very thorough.
Do I get an A?
You do.
Okay.
An A+.
A+.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. Thanks.
Straight to the front of the class. Okay. If you missed part of the Wake Up Crew, you can listen back on the podcast. We'll have it up in about 15, 20 minutes. Check it out at WGNSradio.com. Just look under podcast and Rutherford Issues.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
All right. Now stay with me here on this. A cricket's chirp, it's consistent with the air temperature. So if you hear a cricket, if you count the chirps in a span of 25 seconds, divide it by 3, and then add 4, that will equal the temperature in Celsius. And then you have to convert it to Fahrenheit.
There's my problem there. I thought, hey, that's going to be pretty good. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how do you know I guess you count just 25 seconds from the first chirp. So
yeah.
That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, boy. I'll see you Monday.
See ya.
All right, our song of the day, wrapping up the biggest hit of 1999. This is Cher.